Welcome to Loving Family Travel.
I'm Jen.
I'm Sam.
I'm the mom.
And I'm the son.
And we give you a perspective from a parent and a kid on budget family travel. We share our experiences of the places we love best.
Like Disney.
And national parks.
We're so glad you joined us today for the adventure of travel.
With families.
On today's episode, we're talking about how to do Disney World without doing the parks.
We're glad you're with us. Hope you have some fun. Let's listen in.
Welcome, everybody. We're so happy you decided to join us today.
Sam, before we get into our podcast, I need to acknowledge that it is so hot here.
Ugh.
I think today it is 107, and yesterday it was 105.
It's just been hot all week here in...
The day before it was like 100 and something.
Yeah.
The day before that it was 100 and... And it's super summery.
It's super summery. And so...
Summery,
summerist. We're beating the heat by going inside with air conditioning.
Yeah, but it is so hot. I can't even imagine being at Disney World right now.
No.
I mean, I heard that today it was 107 with the heat index.
My goodness.
I don't 100% know what a heat index means. I
think
I think it means the humidity. And we have none here, so that's foreign to us.
So, yeah.
Would you go right now?
If it was for free, definitely.
I would.
Okay. But like, if I just had time and we were just going, we still had to pay.
I don't know that I would pay to go in this kind of heat.
Me neither.
But I would go for free. If it was like the dead middle of winter in like Minnesota kind of weather and it was free, I would go. Or like the hot Sahara desert.
Africa. We're going to meet you down in Africa.
Is this our singing podcast?
Maybe.
Okay. I would go for free. I mean, rain the whole time, all of that. But I would not pay to go. But people love it.
People who live in, like, cold places love it.
Sure. So if you are somewhere where it's cool, soak it in, man. Soak it in for us.
And then blow it through your phone or computer or whatever you're listening to this on. Blow it onto us.
Yeah, I think Sunday it's going to cool down to 98.
Hopefully.
Which is sad that that's our cooler weather. But... let's go back to Disney.
Okay, we don't live in Africa, by the way. We live in the U.S.
Yes, we do. But it is hot. Hot.
Okay.
And we don't even live in the desert.
No. Okay, let's move on.
You think we should actually talk about stuff people care about?
Maybe.
Okay, so this week we are talking about going to visit Disney World, but not going to any parks.
So, like what are the other things to do, especially in... times where, like, you don't have enough time to do stuff
or go to a park
or, like, it's too expensive.
Right. And here's my other question is going to be for you from a kid. Is it worth it? Even if you don't go to a park? So we're going to answer that at the end of the podcast.
Yes. Oh, we also have a question of the day.
Oh, do we? And what is our question of the day? I didn't know we had a question.
What is the island called that Pinocchio goes to in the classic Pinocchio? We will give you the answer to that at the end of the day.
Awesome. Podcast. I feel like I should have a national park quiz, too, because this is a Disney and national park.
Did you not get prepared, Mom?
Okay, well, play a little bit of cool music right here while I have a song. I mean, while I think of a question for you.
Do 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 do.
Okay, I got one.
Okay, that was our music.
Was the first official national park?
We will give you that at the end of the podcast episode.
Thingamajig. Unless we forget.
Unless we forget.
Okay.
And then yeah.
And then we'll record it and add it later. Bum, bum. Yes. Thank you for that musical interlude.
You're welcome.
All right. So can I say what our original plan for this vacation was?
Yes. This is our plan A.
Or do you want to tell it and I'll tell what happened?
I'll tell what happened.
Okay. So originally we were doing a Florida National Parks, Disney slash Disney vacation.
Adventure.
So we were going to Pensacola, National Seashore, Woo. And Everglades.
Woo! Wait.
And in between, we were going to stop and spend a couple nights in Orlando and Woo! Do a day at Hollywood Studios, seeing all the new Star Wars stuff because we're huge Star Wars fans.
Yes, we are great Star Wars fans. Yeah.
Spring break. That's our trip. But
what happened, if you don't know, if you're listening to this,
so if you remember,
or you're listening to this right now,
In March 2020,
this was right before COVID-19 had a big hit. And so everything was closing down. And what happened was, the day before we left,
yes,
we figured out that all the parks were
announced.
They announced that all the parks were closing down on Sunday, and we were getting there on Monday.
Yes. And so we found that out right before we left. And how did you feel?
I felt so bad. I was to the point where I was saying, we might as well not go.
And what did I tell you?
We're going anyway.
We're still going to do our national parks.
Yeah.
And we decided to go ahead and go to Orlando.
Because.
And what we would do is we would do other things from we would do other things. We're going to edit that out. We will do some other Disney things that didn't involve the park. Things that we would normally do because we are park lovers.
We love the parks. We have been.
And we don't have like 2 weeks.
No.
To like do all the things. So usually we mostly center on the parks and a few other resort activities. But, so we decided to do some of those things we probably never would get a chance to do and enjoy and a park-free Disney vacation.
And you might be like, boo, bad. Actually, I would say,
spoiler,
these are a lot of spoilers, but I do want to say that park experience, definite 5. This experience versus the park experience, definite 4.
Yeah, we really enjoyed it. And so here we go on a Disney vacation. Short vacation.
Without the parks.
Okay, so one thing that we were looking forward to doing is that we love pin trading.
Ooh-wee.
Pin trading is something we do whenever we're there, and you have little Disney pins, and you can trade with people.
We love Disney pins.
But mostly we trade with cast members. Uh-huh. And so we know at all the resorts and at Disney Springs at the Disney stores, they trade pins. So yeah. We figured we could still do that and we could get awesome pins, which was true.
And we did. And
then we also decided to do what?
We decided to do something that my mom is about to tell you about.
A snack crawl where we wanted to go see a lot of the resorts that we'd never seen before or been able to afford to stay at. And so we would do a snack crawl and go to as many resorts as we could. And so that's what we did.
So, snack crawl doesn't sound that fun, but it really is a lot of fun. And you get to meet so many different people. Like, all the cast members are super nice. You get to meet different environments. Like, the Polynesian is way different from the Grand Floridian.
Right. We got there on Monday evening, and we had a reservation at Wilderness Lodge at the Whispering Canyon
Restaurant.
Cafe.
Oh, okay. So Whispering Canyon, in my opinion at least, one of the best places at the resorts out of all the resorts.
Well, Wilderness Lodge was beautiful.
It is a place where we can combine our love of Disney and our love of national parks.
Yes, the lodge is modeled after the Yellowstone
Lodge. And so we went to Whispering Canyon Cafe, which is usually a loud, rambunctious, sassy waiters, people everywhere.
Crazy Antics, I believe it's called.
Well, instead of that, there were two other families besides our family.
At the restaurant. Because at all the Disney resorts, basically, since they'd closed down the parks, it was just the people waiting for their flights and such to go back home. So there was not that many people there. And so there was like two or three other families in the whole restaurant that's supposed to be this loud, raucous one.
But I don't understand why, because the food there is stellar. That food is so good.
It is really good. Kind of ribs and meat, a lot of meat, kind of restaurant, and great cornbread and all of those things. And it was not so raucous because there was not anyone there, but I think we should go back sometime.
Definitely.
What was your
It's so good.
What was your favorite thing that you had there?
My favorite part was the bottomless milkshakes. Oh, they were delicious, and they're bottomless, so you can keep getting more. So there are three flavors.
As much as mom would allow you.
Yeah. there are three flavors, strawberry, caramel, and I think chocolate. I don't remember
maybe
what.
Maybe vanilla. I don't remember the other
one. We don't remember the third
flavor. What kind
flavor
did you get?
I got a caramel, and then I got a strawberry.
Ugh, so they loved it. And for me, I have a lot of food allergies, so I don't have dairy or soy. And Disney World is about the best place to go with food allergies because they take it so seriously. The chef comes out and talks to you at every place. Anywhere that you want to see an ingredient list, they will give it to you. So you can read every single ingredient of anything that you want to eat, and they will adjust the food to the best of their ability so that you can eat. And they will tell you if they can't adjust it, and they don't give you that. So they had a great cornbread that I could eat there, and they adjusted my skillet meal so that I could eat everything on it. And oh, so good.
So the Wilderness Lodge was like a great place if you just want to relax.
And if you ask for napkins, they will give you
a bunch of napkins.
So many napkins, this huge pile of napkins. As a mom, I couldn't leave them there so for them to be thrown away at the end of the meal. So we took them with us. And like 4 months later, I think we just went through the ones we had in our car.
Yeah, they gave us a lot. So we love Wilderness Lodge. But what we did, we left and we went to Disney Springs.
So it ended up that was the last night Disney Springs was going to be open.
So we were like, hey, let's go over there.
And what we discovered was apparently everyone else left.
Had the same idea.
And the Disney Resort properties was also there. So it felt like a normal Disney Springs night.
Yeah.
And of course, this was before masks.
Social distancing-ish.
Yeah. Like we were washing our hands a lot and using our antibacterial a lot and trying not to touch stuff, which is challenging for some people in this family.
Guilty as charged.
But we walked around and enjoyed that. And we ate at Cupcakes.
Cupcakes!
At Sprinkles. And we ate like a donut place.
It was like a gluten-free, soy-free, dairy-free place.
Well, it wasn't all dairy-free and soy-free. But it was like all gluten-free, I think, donut things.
I got a brownie from there and it wasn't half bad.
You loved it.
I did. I loved it.
So that was fun. And so the next morning, which should have been our park day, so we were a little bit sad about that, but we were determined to enjoy ourselves.
And so what we started out to do is we went to the Polynesian.
Yes.
And we did the Ohana breakfast where we got to meet Stitch, Lilo, Mickey, and Pluto.
Okay, 1 to 5, what did you think of the Polynesian Resort?
5.
I would live there.
I would live there too. It, like, especially for their juice. It is world famous juice.
World famous. I think that my boys would have drank their weight in that juice.
I wish we did, but my mom stopped me before we could.
Yeah, it was so good, and the characters came and talked to us a lot of times.
Yeah, since there weren't that many. Well, there was like maybe.
It was probably a third full, maybe half full.
Yeah, and since there were not that many people, they just. We met them like 3 times in a row.
And the cast members were so great.
Oh,
and the food?
Some. Ugh. The food was phenomenal.
And I will say again that I had to have my special allergy-friendly food, and it was very good. Good pancakes, bacon, eggs, and they, again, came out and talked to me. And we were all wearing our Hawaiian shirts, which
awesome.
Just to, you know, have more fun.
Also, I want to say something. You've seen Mickey waffles, yes, but you've never seen Stitch waffles. They are awesome and so adorable.
Did you tell them we met Pluto, too?
I did.
Okay.
I told them that, Mom.
Sorry, baby. After, because we had eaten so much, we decided that we definitely needed to get
Dole Whips,
one of the absolute best Disney World desserts.
Mm-hmm. It's my... So I have 2 favorite Disney World desserts, and it's one of them.
So We had to get those. You can get them in the Magic Kingdom, but you can also get them at the Polynesian.
Also, I figured out how to make them at home, which they were great at home, too.
And one of the things that you were doing the whole time was looking for what?
Hidden Mickey!
So he was looking in all the resorts. He took pictures of any time there was a hidden Mickey. So in the designs on the wall or on the ground or in the lights, there would be hidden Mickeys.
It's really, really cool. They're all around. And they're especially at the parks. They're everywhere in the parks. But there were just a couple in the resorts.
And some of the resorts actually have like a hidden Mickey scavenger hunt thing that they'll give you a paper and you can do.
Wait, what? I didn't know about that.
We didn't have time to do that.
Wow. Okay.
Next time. Okay, so after we walked around and ate and all that, we decided to walk from
the Polynesian to the Grand Floridian. It was amazing.
Well, and it's a lovely little walk from one, and you're kind of walking along this pathway around the lagoon, and you can see Magic Kingdom and the castle in the background.
Pretty. So awesome.
And first we had to like play in, there's like sandy beach there.
Oh, and so what we did is me and my mom, so there's this really big hammock that we got in. And I was on one side and my mom was on the other side. And so we were.
If you look at our Facebook page.
You can see a picture of us.
Which is, what's our Facebook page?
Loving Family Trouble.
Facebook page. And so we're sitting on this hammock. But unfortunately, we didn't take a picture like the next 5 seconds. Yeah, after I stood up,
I flipped over and fell on my face.
Yeah, the whole hammock like flipped him right out into the sand. I wish I had that on video.
I don't, and I'm happy we don't. So
he was
fine. We walked to the Grand Floridian,
which we love. The Grand Floridian,
it's kind of close to my heart.
We've eaten at that restaurant several times at Christmas. It's so beautiful.
But well, we didn't go at Christmas. We went at Thanksgiving.
Well,
but don't
decorate it for Christmas. And we were gonna have a snack there too, but they didn't have any special snacks. Like, we didn't want to just get fries. So we just looked at everything we love there. But on the way there, we got to stop at the... Wedding Pavilion.
Oh, the best. So we had been watching Disney Fairy Tale Weddings.
Oh, love
and
that show.
So, well, we stopped watching it. I don't know why. We should watch it again.
I think we ran out of episodes.
Maybe
we should go back.
Okay, anyway so... We got to go to the Wedding Pavilion, which is where a lot of those weddings happen. And lucky, like, we were really lucky. I'm not sure if this is always happening, but they just let us into the place where people get married.
Yeah, so into the little chapel, you could go in and look at it, and, like, through the window is the castle, and it's so beautiful, and there's, like, little carriages in the stained glass, and it's gorgeous.
Yes.
And I made my boys dance with me, and
we have a picture of that on our Facebook page too.
Yes. Ooh. And my husband and I, like, you know, we took pictures like we were getting married. Of course, we were still wearing our Hawaiian shirts. And when we went outside, there was a couple there.
There was, and they had not gotten married there, but gotten proposed there.
Yeah, he had proposed to her there. And they were there, and it had been, like, 1 year since that, and they'd gotten married, and they were coming back to, like, and so we got to take pictures of them with the castle in the background, and it was super sweet.
It was really cool. So after we went to that, we went to, I believe,
Chris. Got in our little car, because we were driving around in our car.
So please.
Because there was no transportation. They turned all of it off except for a few buses.
So please correct me if I'm wrong. We went to Port Orleans.
We went to Port Orleans Riverside.
Oh, it was absolutely amazing. We got to ride Surrey bikes, which are like kind of cars just pedaling.
Yeah, I mean, they're like those bikes where four people pedal at once, but it's not like a big line. It's like two and two. I will say that it is indeed like riding a bike. Because it's kind of work.
With
your family. And because there was hardly anybody there, they let us go for like a long time.
Yeah, it was really, really cool.
It does cost, but
not a ton.
I don't remember how much it costs. I think it's like $30 for
an hour.
Half an hour. Okay, don't quote us. We're not travel agents.
So after we went through Puerto,
so we drove around. Like, where did we go on the bike?
So we just drove around.
There's like a path for it.
Yes.
Go.
There was kind of like a little path that goes all the way around the riverside of Port Orleans.
Yeah.
And it was really, really cool. And he let us go on it a bunch of times, the guy there.
Yeah. And you could, because there was no people, we could go really fast.
Yeah. Well, there was one other people who did it.
Yeah, that's true. And we drove and we like rode by like the, there's like a rose garden where all the roses are the
princesses,
different princesses. And you could take a smaller kid on this, you know, that was too young to pedal. Like, I think that'd be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so after,
and sometimes I stop pedaling and just let all the boys do it.
So after we did those circuit bikes, we went over to French Quarter where we had,
which you could walk to.
Yes. From Port Orleans. And so we had Tiana's famous beignets.
Beignets. Oh my gosh. These are like little
pieces of magic.
Donut-y pieces of heaven.
So like
cinnamony, sugary.
If you've never goodness. Had a beignet, I feel so sorry for you. You have not deep lived.
Fried. Did I say that they're deep fried like yeah. a donut?
You have not lived yet.
They're Mickey shaped.
Yes, they are.
Which is classic. And
so
what did you think about the French Quarter resort 1 to 5?
French Quarter, 4. Definite 4. I would not give it a 5 because of the actual hotels.
You didn't like them?
They didn't look very...
So, I really liked Disney. Them because I grew up going to Disneyland, and the style of it is a lot like the Haunted Mansion, except not, like, creepy. And so...
It was the Haunted Mansion before it was haunted.
Right. Like, that kind of New Orleans old style. And I loved it. I thought it was really cool. And I will tell you also, at that place where we had beignets, I, again, allergy-ness, couldn't eat the regular ones, but they had another version that's allergy-friendly from the top 8 allergens, and it was delish.
It was, and my dad, who is allergic to corn, could still eat the regular beignets.
Yes, he could. So, after we left there,
we went
because we were enjoying all of our awesome resorts. Yes,
we went to Old Key West.
Now
I want to say this is kind of just an honorable mention because
we sort of felt like an old person.
It felt like a retirement home.
No, but like for really fun Disney retirement.
Yeah.
I want to retire there.
Yeah. But like, I
do you know where what Key West is?
Nope. I am told. Whatever.
I thought it was very pretty.
We have a story from Old Key West.
But maybe not like kid awesomeness.
No. Oh. So, I have a story about Old Key West. So, me and my parents and my brother were in the car, and we were driving.
We were just driving around looking at it.
And on one of the palm trees that, like, line the roads.
Lots of palm trees.
There was something shiny. And I was like, ooh, shiny! But I was
that's like your whole life.
Yeah.
Ooh, shiny.
I was like, hey, Mom, hey, Dad, I think that's a pin. And they were like, no. And I'm like, yeah, I think it's a pin.
So we decided to
go check it out. Because, like, we had time. And there was really nothing that we were in a rush to do.
Yeah.
Except for a reservation.
So we turned around.
And so we turned around and we went to the palm tree. And guess what it was? We're going to give you 4 seconds to guess. 4, 3, 2, 1. If you didn't guess it, I'm so sorry. It's a pin. We found a pin. A $12 pin.
Yeah.
Just on the palm tree.
Insert. Awesome sound.
Awesome sound.
And so, so it really was a pin. I don't know why it was stuck in the palm tree.
Me neither.
But he got a free Old Key West pin for your pin trading.
Yeah, it's really, 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 really.
That was a little Disney magic right there.
Yes.
A little pixie dust. Pixie dust.
And so after
we drove over
Key West, we went to
the Caribbean Beach.
Caribbean Beach.
Resort. And we went specifically.
Disney's Caribbean Beach. Specifically, we went to Sebastian's Bistro.
Yes. Now, I thought the Caribbean Beach was an awesome resort.
They had a great pool, too.
Oh, man. They did have a good pool there. What would you rate that resort 1 to 5?
The resort?
Yeah.
6.
1 to 5? You rated it a 6?
On the 1 to 5.
It was nice.
It was super nice. It was like somebody who wants to just get away.
It felt very chill, like beachy, but like They bring you like
insert little beach noise. Caw, caw. Do, 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 do.
I feel like they would bring you little drinks with umbrellas. Maybe not you.
Coconut
but
drink.
Me. Yeah. Oh, it was nice. So we went there because.
If you just clap your hands. Give me my drink.
Yeah, it sort of felt like
anyway.
That. So we went to Sebastian's Bistro, which is a restaurant there. And
great restaurant. Great. Okay, I want to say they have the greatest crab cakes of all time.
Oh, so we were like, because we were in our snack crawl, we were just getting an appetizer there, and because it's quite pricey. So I'm sure the other food is really good too.
Quite pricey.
Yeah, the other food's probably fantastic.
Oh, yeah, but we didn't get.
We got crab cakes, and they were the best crab cakes I have ever eaten in my entire life. Like, they were fantastic. And the waiter was so nice.
Awesome. He was the best waiter I've ever had in history.
Yeah. And you liked him so much. What did you do?
So, at the beginning of the trip, I had made a poem for the best cast member I'd saw. And so, I had been all the resorts. And he was just that one that I was like, I'm going to give this poem to him.
Yeah. So, you took it to him.
He was nice. Very happy.
We loved it. Excellent service. Excellent.
Excellent, crab excellent, cakes. Excellent, magical. So after we went to the Caribbean Beach, so sorry, Sebastian, we went to Art of Animation,
which was a hit.
Oh,
one, I don't know. 1 to 5, how would you rate Art of Animation?
7.
Yeah.
No, not 7, 10.
10 out of 1 to 5?
Yes.
Okay. I'm not sure you know how that works, but
I mean, we had a 6 earlier, so.
And so what, so we walked around the whole resort that has like the 4 different areas, Finding Nemo, Little Mermaid,
Lion King, and
Cars.
Sorry, so I can't think.
It was so
right, amazing.
Yeah, there's all these characters, like all these giant.
Life size.
Well, some of them are life size. Like the Cars ones were like a car.
Cars and Lion King are life size. And then Little Mermaid and Finding Nemo were not.
No, I thought Little Mermaid was. Oh, well, some of it was.
The
and some
giant
of it
Ariel was life size.
Okay. And yeah, Nemo was like ginormous, like you were in the sea, which was cool.
Yeah, and then like
it was very cool and makes, if you're taking your kids and you want to have some great pictures,
that's it. We're probably gonna post some of those on our Facebook page.
They were fantastic pictures, and of course there was hardly anyone there again, and so there's no one in our pictures, and we have all these fun and hilarious pictures of us being goofballs.
Yes. Oh, it's so much fun there. And like on the Google or no, on the Disney Play app.
Oh yeah, on the Disney Play app, they have like you can pick the music for the different areas, so we had that playing on our phone while we were wandering around.
That's one of the things that makes Disney awesome.
Yeah, it was like a little extra special magic. And they had s'mores while we were there, right?
At the Lion King, they had s'mores. And so usually you have to pay for like graham crackers and chocolate and like the marshmallows.
They gave you the marshmallows.
But they just gave us the marshmallows and chocolate and graham crackers.
They were just trying to make up for the fact that nothing was open.
Yeah.
But it was lovely. And so we roasted marshmallows and
she got a picture with Simba.
I did get a picture with Simba. So, I mean, it's not live characters. They're all like.
No, they're all statues.
Yeah, but really well done. And like absolutely. In the Cars, it looks like you're totally in. Cars Land.
I'm actually not sure what Cars Land looks like.
Like that.
Really?
It was awesome. Oh, you mean the one in Disneyland?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Not well. But so cool. Highly recommend. Even if you can't stay there.
Absolutely.
Even if you can't stay there to go and look at it, if you have some free time, your kids will love it.
Yes. And so after. Oh, and so this had come out, or we had gone right when Onward had come out.
Oh, yeah.
And so right in front of Art of Animation.
Like right as you would pull up to it.
There was Guinevere. If you don't know who that is, I'm so sorry.
That's the van. The van in the movie. And it was like a van. Like
it actually looked like a life-size version of Guinevere.
No, it was. Like, it was drivable. Like, it was old-looking.
Yeah.
Duct tape. Bumps and bruises.
Amazing.
Hilarious. Like, it was great. Just sitting there parked.
And, like, so we took a bunch of pictures by it.
Yeah. And after that, we headed over to the beach club.
Okay. Beach club. Awesome.
Excellent.
Best ice cream at the place called...
Peaches and Cream.
Oh, so good.
And while we were waiting to get in there, we were sitting there, and the pool was neat. I would love the pool.
Yeah, I would have gone there.
Yeah, like, what would you rate if we could stay at, you know, one of those levels of hotels? What would you rate beach club?
This is budget travel podcast, so I would rate it a 5.
Yeah, it was nice, but it didn't feel stuffy.
It didn't really feel like the Grand Floridian in the sense that it's really, really proper.
Yeah, like the boardwalk's like the boardwalk is beautiful, but beach club felt a little more relaxed.
It's more chillaxy, fancy, rich people.
But it's beautiful. I highly recommend that. So, but we went to Beaches and Cream, which is
the best ice cream place ever.
It's a soda shop. So there's burgers and fries too. And what did you guys get?
Me and my brother split the banana split.
You split the banana split.
Oh, I mean, there's no words how good that was.
It's a cute atmosphere, and you can order the kitchen sink there, which is like...
It's like a mini sink full of ice cream. Every single flavor, every single topping, every single sauce.
Oh, yeah. And so they make a fun deal. You'll have to see when anybody orders that. So that was cute watching that happen, and we super enjoyed it. Great, great cast.
All the waiters were stuff. Were really nice. They weren't really as interactive.
It did sort of take a long time. Yeah. We kind of took a long time for our food to get there.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's normal.
It might be.
But it was a fun atmosphere while we waited.
Absolutely. And so after that, we went to our campground and just kind of
Which we'll talk about another time, our campground that we stayed at called Moss Park outside of the Disney World. And it was great.
And so after that, we went to Animal Kingdom Lodge.
On Wednesday morning before we left.
Yes.
We went to Animal Kingdom Lodge. And Animal Kingdom Village, Kidani Village.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
And I know, it's still big like a lodge, huh?
Yeah.
And we ate at Sanaa, which is a restaurant there.
Not a breakfast place, but the breakfast there was really good. We had like potatoes, eggs.
Sausage, bacon.
Really, really good. And
bread.
That wasn't enough. There's an entire wall is basically a window, and it's like all safari.
Yeah, you're looking at the safari. This restaurant is normally like a sit-down restaurant, a table service restaurant, like for lunch and dinner, but they just started doing a quick service breakfast. So you go in, you order, and then you go sit down and they bring it to you. And I thought the food was really good. The coffee
so
was
good.
Great.
I didn't.
It was, and it was so chill, just sitting there by the window.
Watching giraffes eat hay.
Yeah, we probably saw like 8 or 9 different kinds of animals and birds while we were there.
Absolutely.
And it was wonderful. Like, I would go back there, and it was, I think it's a great, like, last day as you're leaving kind of breakfast place.
Yeah.
Or a day off, like, just go and even if you're not staying there, of course, if you're staying there, totally go. But even if you're not, it was totally worth going over there. Lots of hidden Mickeys.
There was like, I think, 4 different hidden Mickeys in the same area.
Yeah, and you can go outside and there's rocking chairs out there. You're not like in with the animals, but you're still looking at them outside. And there was cast members that were playing some games that they from their home countries in Africa, and they were super friendly.
They were really, really cool. Yeah. And so after that, we went on to do some other stuff that we're going to talk about
on our national park.
On our national park. And so,
So here's my question: even though we didn't get to go to a park, was that Orlando part worth it?
Oh my goodness. Awesome. Best part of the trip.
I think one of the best parts for me was that we weren't so rushed, and we kind of just allowed ourselves to go wherever we wanted.
Yeah.
And if we wanted to stay for a long time and pin trade somewhere, we did. Because we didn't have a fast pass coming or we didn't have a major reservation. We were just making reservations as we went. And I loved it. It was certainly the most relaxed Disney day we've ever had.
It was really, really
and
good.
I had done a ton of planning before, and so I
for
was
our original trip.
Sad to let go of all of that and all this Star Wars stuff, but it ended up being quite a serendipity trip, just a delightful day.
Absolutely.
Couple of days.
So we're so happy you got to listen to us as we shared all our favorite memories from our great trip.
So it was fun, wasn't it?
Awesome.
I loved it, and I loved going with my family.
It was so much fun.
And we hope we can encourage you to have a fun and loving trip with your family. We need to do our answers to our quiz.
Okay, so my mom is going to go first with her answer.
So the very first national park ever was... No, you're supposed to tell me the answer.
Oh, B? Yeah. Yellowstone.
Yellowstone. Good job. I'm glad you knew that.
Thank you. And the answer to my question, what was the island Pinocchio went to in the famous classic Pinocchio?
Pleasure Island.
Great. Yes.
Okay. Good job. Way to go.
Woo!
High
okay.
five. Fist bump.
Thank you so much for listening. Please leave a comment down here. And please remember, I'm a kid, so keep them clean and nice.
So please subscribe to our podcast and go to our Facebook page. We would love to hear from you and your favorite family trips.
What is it called again?
Loving Family Travel.
Awesome.
Because we love family travel and we want you to love it
as much
as we
do. And most important, remember, you are loved.